This sequence is a 10-minute full-body preparation for meditation, designed to help you to prepare to sit for meditation, to release stiffness in the body and stagnation. We'll start in Shavasana. So come down onto your back. Relax your head on the floor. Extend the legs and take the feet wide, a little bit wider than the hips. Relax the arms out to the side. Turn the palms up if that's comfortable. And take a moment to feel your body settle into this position. Notice the feeling of the floor supporting you from underneath your body, and rest the weight of your body into that support. Begin to observe your breathing. You don't need to change or shape the breath. Simply observe where the breath is felt in the body as you breathe. The next time you inhale, bring your arms overhead and stretch from the tips of the fingers down to the tips of the toes. And as you inhale next, reach a little bit more through the right fingertips than the left, and then a little bit more through the left fingertips than the right. And then inhale, reach even further back through center, lengthen here, and as you exhale, draw your knees into your chest and hug your knees. Feel your lower back lengthen and rock from side to side on the sacrum. Now release the hands alongside the body. Come back to center. Release the hands. Extend the feet toward the ceiling. Press through the feet and circle right at the ankles. So we'll just start to make our way through the joints in the body to warm up and prepare to sit for meditation. Reverse your circle. Especially in the morning, working with the joints is very helpful. Now release that and circle right at the knees. So the lower legs are going to circle. See how much you can really circle right at that knee joint. It sometimes feels a little bit awkward in this position. We're not always quite sure how to get there. Good, reverse direction. And then bring the heels back toward the glutes. Hold onto the knees again. Open the knees and just draw them out toward the sides of the body. So now we'll circle the knees out to the side and then back together. So you can hold on to the knees for support here. Circle out and in. And while you're working your way through these joint exercises, just make sure that your breathing is deep and smooth. I'll reverse your circle. And bring the knees back together. Place the feet on the floor. Take the feet wide, about the width of the mat, and slowly drop the knees from side to side. So you can take the knees all the way down. If the low back feels a little tight or tender, though, you don't have to take the knees all the way down to the floor. It can be a smaller movement. We'll do this a few times to each side. Bring the knees back up. Walk the feet closer together. Draw your right knee in toward your chest. And then take the right ankle over the top of the left thigh and let the right knee fall out to the side. So here you can release the hands onto the floor and just work in this position. If you'd like to deepen this, you can reach behind your left thigh and draw it closer to your chest. Then once you're here, move a little bit from side to side just to further open through the area of the hips and pelvis. Good. Come back to center, release the foot to the floor. Remove the right foot, bring it to the floor, and then draw the left knee in. Take the left ankle across the top of the right thigh, same thing on this side. And then here, so you can keep the foot on the floor if this is enough opening for you, or you can pick up the right foot, reach behind the right thigh, and gently draw it closer to your chest. Just make sure that you can keep your head and shoulders on the floor. And then move a little bit from side to side. Breathe deeply and smoothly. Good. Come back to center, release the foot to the floor. Uncross the left leg, draw the knees into the chest. Hug the knees, and then roll over onto your side and come up into a table position. In table, the knees will be under the hips and the wrists will be under the shoulders. You'll root down strongly through the hands. And we'll do a few cat-cow stretches to warm up the spine. So as you exhale, round your spine, bring your chin toward your chest, lengthen the tailbone. Inhale, drop the spine, release the belly toward the floor, lift the head. Good, do that a few more times. And as you continue with cat-cow, if the digestive system feels fairly empty, as you exhale, you can apply an abdominal squeeze. And as you inhale, then you can release that and do that a few times. So warm up the navel center in preparation for meditation. And once you've done a few abdominal squeezes, move a little bit from side to side. What I like to do here when I'm using this to prepare for meditation is just to notice where I feel tight in my hips, my pelvis, areas of the back, the spine, and just bring some movement there that helps to release some of that tension. So whatever you do on one side, you can do on the other side. Good, then come back to center, back to a neutral spine. Now release the head toward the floor. So the top of the head will come toward the floor. You're still in cat-cow. You're still in table. Sorry. Release the head toward the floor. Just lengthen the back of the neck. Good, a neutral spine here so you're not dropping the spine. Good, release the head toward the floor to bring space into the neck. So you can turn the head from side to side here, just like you're saying no. And then you can shake the head up and down like you're saying yes. Good. And then release that and now walk the hands out. So you'll walk the hands out underneath from underneath the shoulders. And you'll start to release the chest toward the floor. This is a variation of downward facing dog where you keep your hips over the knees. Sometimes called puppy pose. And then you want to release the upper body toward the floor. Good. Reach out through the arms, press down through the hands, draw the shoulders down away from the ears, and breathe deeply and smoothly in this position. And then come back into your table position. So you can stay in table or you can tuck the toes and come briefly into downward facing dog. And in downward facing dog, you can bend one knee and then the other, or just like you did in table, any movement that helps you to release tension, release stagnation, and prepare to sit for meditation. Good. Come back to both feet moving toward the floor. Take the feet wide now, a little bit wider than the hips. And walk your hands back toward your feet. Bend your knees, bring your hands to your hips, come all the way up to stand. So with the feet wide here now, you can take the arms, release the arms, and then cross them front and then take them in back. Continue to breathe deeply and smoothly as you swing the arms. Good. Now we'll turn this into a twist. So with the arms relaxed, you'll twist from side to side. So let the arms maybe even lightly tap the sides of the body. You're going to come up on the toes of the foot that you're moving away from so you're not twisting in the knees. Deep and smooth breathing here. And then release. Roll the shoulders up next to the ears and then release them back and down. As you move through the shoulders, notice any tension that might be there, any tenderness, any place that feels especially tight. And then reverse your circles when you're ready. So anything you do in one direction, you'll do in the other direction. And then release. Turn your head from side to side as you continue to breathe deeply and smoothly. Then bring the head back to center, lift the chin toward the ceiling without crunching the back of the neck, so keep the back of the neck long, and then drop the chin toward the chest. Bring the head back to center, open your mouth, move your jaw around, move your lips. Then take a deep inhalation, and as you exhale, breathe out through your mouth and stick out your tongue. To release your that stagnant air from your night's sleep if you're working in the morning, or stagnant air in the afternoon. And then release that. Bring the hands to the hips. Take the feet a little bit wider here. Tilt the hips from side to side. And then start to circle the pelvis. So circle the pelvis in one direction. Let these circles be led by the pelvis, not by the torso or the head. And reverse direction when you're ready. And bring the hips back to center. Step the feet closer together. Ground through the left foot and then swing the right leg. So you can make this more of a shuffle if you're challenged with your balance, or it can be a bigger, more vigorous movement if your balance is more stable today. Don't forget to breathe here. And then take the leg out to the side and sweep in front. So it's out to the side and in front, just right out to the side and then crossing in front. And then release that foot to the floor. Ground through the right foot, pick up the left foot, and we'll do the same thing on this side. So it can be a shuffle with that leg swing, or it can be a bigger movement. Good, now out to the side and sweep the leg in front of the body. And release the left foot back to the floor. Pick up the right foot and shake out the right leg. The right leg, the right foot. Release. Other side, shake. And then release that foot to the floor. Now take your right heel and kick it up towards your right glute, and then do the same thing on the other side. And just do that a few times on each side. Release, and now bring the right knee up toward the chest and swing the arms. Make sure you're breathing. Then release both feet to the floor. Bring the hands to the abdomen and feel the breath move in the hands. So from here, you're in a perfect place to transition into your seated meditation practice. This is a guided meditation using 5 steps. These 5 steps are progressive, and each one builds on the previous step. The first step is stillness. To come to a place of stillness as you begin to move into meditation requires that you feel supported and comfortable. So, find a way to sit that is supportive, comfortable, and that you're using props that help you to start to access a place of greater ease. This can be challenging. Sometimes it takes a little bit of practice to find a seat that really works for you. But a few things are important to consider in your seated meditation posture. The first is that the hips are higher than the knees. So this will create more ease in the pelvis. The pelvis will be in a more stable position, and it will be more comfortable and supportive for the lower back. The other aspect to consider is that you would like your head, neck, and torso to all be in the same line. So once you have found a position that feels as comfortable and supportive as possible for you, then you'll begin to connect to a sense of stillness. This doesn't mean that you won't move your body at all. Instead, it means that you're releasing the intention to move. So now, instead of for movement, your intention is for stillness. You can close the eyes here as you begin to take the awareness inward. Remember that this meditation could also be practiced in a chair. Become aware of where your sit bones are making contact with your cushion or blanket or with the chair. Become aware of an inherent sense of support and stability that is available to you in the pelvis. And then begin to sense how the spine lengthens out of the pelvis through the core of the body, all the way to the crown of the head. This stillness also extends to the mind. It doesn't mean that the mind itself will be still. Instead, it means that your effort to engage with the activity of your mind is relaxed. Step two is relaxed and effortless breathing. Let your mind begin to rest in its observation of the breath flowing effortlessly in the body. You would like the breath to be relaxed and diaphragmatic, but in this seated position, there is less movement in the front of the abdomen and more movement is felt in the sides of the torso. So don't feel as though you need to be pushing out with the muscles of the abdomen in order to be breathing diaphragmatically here. Observe how the previous step of stillness is supporting this awareness of breathing. Let the breath be deep and smooth while releasing effort. And sense how one breath weaves seamlessly into the next. Once your connection with your breath has been established, step three is to relax systematically. So for a seated practice, we won't do a reclined systematic relaxation practice. Instead, it will be a systematic body scan. So you'll start from the top of the head to scan through the body, so moving along the muscles of the face, looking for any places of tension or holding that you weren't aware of. The neck and shoulders. Relax the arms and hands. Chest and abdomen are soft and relaxed. The breath is moving in the abdomen, sides of the body. Soften the hips, the inner thighs, knees, ankles, and feet. And then from the feet, back up the legs, the knees, the hips, the abdomen, chest, neck, and head, moving back to the top of the head. So there is certainly effort here to hold yourself in this position. But around this effort that's really through the core of the body, there's a softness enveloping that core activation. Then step four is for breath awareness in the nostrils. So now we'll refine awareness of breathing to the space just inside the nose. Breath is still relaxed and effortless. You've just shifted your focus to the area of the nostrils. Become aware of the touch of breath entering the nose. And let your mind follow the sensation and movement of your breathing. As you inhale, the breath moves in and up, and it feels slightly cool. And as you exhale, the breath moves down and out, now feels slightly warm. So this awareness of the sensation and movement of breathing becomes a support for the mind. With time and practice, the mind begins to find a restful focus in its observation of the breath moving in this way. There are different stages to this step of breath awareness in the nostrils, step number 4, but you want to be able to stay at the level that you really feel that you can hold your mental attention there. So now begin to feel the movement of the breath enter the nose, into the nostrils, and follow that movement of breathing as far as you can along the ceilings of the nostrils. And then as you exhale, follow that same movement of breathing back down and out the nose. Every thought is a reminder to connect and deepen your connection to this observation. And then as you continue to breathe with this awareness, at some point you will feel the awareness drawn from the nose to the space behind the eyes, the center of the head. And then you'll breathe from this space, the center of the head, back down and out the nostrils. So inhale in through the nostrils. Let the mind rest in that sensation and movement of the breath to the center of the head, and then exhale from the center of the head back down and out the nostrils. Then at some point, you may notice that there is a desire to just rest awareness here at the center of the head, to rest in this space. And here is where we can connect to step number 5, which is the use of a mantra. So if you have a mantra that you're working with, once your awareness is really drawn into this space at the center of the head, you can allow the sound of that mantra to come forward and fill the space. And then here the attention is less on the breath, although the breath is still flowing in a relaxed and effortless way, and more on the sound and vibration of the mantra in this space. If you find it difficult to focus on the sound of a mantra in the center of the head, you can certainly back up to one of the previous levels of breath awareness in the nostrils, just sensing the movement of breath in the nostrils and letting your mind rest in that awareness. But otherwise, resting at the center of the head, the center of the mind, and letting the sound of the mantra fill that space. Feel free to stay in this space of awareness as long as you'd like to. And when you are finished, you'll take a moment to close your practice in a way that feels meaningful to you and enjoy the rest of your day.